And lastly, to round out this panel, just I want to point the board to three more letters in your packet. One from Jim Hurd at Camden Real Estate, one from Martha Layton with Prudential Northeast, and one from Mary Rollerson at Searsport. All three make the exact same point and provide data and examples that you just heard from Ms. Tucker. So there's four realtors with that big same point. We didn't want to belabor the point and repeat the exact same testimony, so Elaine is really representing all four. And I'm going to stand here and pass the mic as you guys ask questions.
I'm going to go and address up Ryan.
No, I have a... where'd Steve run to? Oh, Steve, I only have the Rollerson memo that you just mentioned.
Okay. I have a copy here, and we will. It's one letter from me. And the other, Martha Layton, is an attachment to one of the comments from you all.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions, Brian, at this time?
No.
Leanne?
Yeah, I have a question for Jeannie. Right near the end of what you were saying, you said that you'd like us to consider what we're doing to our neighbors, I think is what you said, something like that. What is it that you think we're already doing?
I think that the planning board is not necessarily considering the full picture and the impact on everyone in the community. What I've seen demonstrated at times has been rather biased behavior. Now, that's just Jeannie Lucas's observation, conversations with some of you offline. But it feels as though hearing what we as people have to say about how our lives are being impacted is really important because it impacts your life too.
I think we realize that. I think.
I'm glad you said that.
But I don't. To me, it sounds like an accusation, and I don't appreciate it because we are trying to gather information, both sides, which is what we have to do. And I know Bruce talked about this, but I just want to make sure it's clear: we can't just say no because you want us to say no.
Right.
We have a process, and we're trying to gather information now and make a decision based on everything. So that's why we're here. We've given up 5 nights of our life this week, too, as has everyone else here.
Right.
And we'll continue to do so until this is resolved.
And
so I just didn't really appreciate the fact. It just sounded like you were saying that we were already making decisions. We're not. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm certainly not, and I don't think that my colleagues are either.
Yeah, and I respectfully hear what you have to say.
Thank
it's
you.
A relief to hear that you guys are willing to keep an open mind.
That's
why I think you requested it. DCC has a lot of real presentations and we're just bumpkins, right?
No,
so it's important
I don't think everyone is a bumpkin.
I say this.
Okay, time out.
I'm a CFO. I'm not a bumpkin.
Yeah, I think we belabor the point both ways. We'd like to try and stick to facts and numbers on this as much as we can. The point was made and rebuttal was made. Let's move on. If you have another question.
No, I'm set.
Cindy.
No questions tonight. Thank you.
Okay. We'll start with Mark.
I'm fine. I don't have any questions. I'd just like to reiterate what Leanne said, that I have a totally open mind here, and my decision will be made on the 17 points that we have to vote on. 18 points, excuse me.
That's good. Randy? Neil? I'll ask our counselor. Are we doing anything okay? I'm going to address your comment, Jeanine. You and I have a conversation. I hope I get it right, Jeanine. You and I have had conversations online for 11 years,
yeah.
I guess. And one of the ones we had town meeting said, you didn't know where I stood. And that's just the way I want it. I stand right in the middle, and I will challenge you and both sides of this room on different points because I want to know just where you're coming from and just how strong you are on these. And again, the only reason is to look for information. And I want to commend the whole panel tonight. You did a very good job, presented information eloquently, and I thank you very much. It was worth watching. Kelly, You know who the team is there and where you people reside.
Okay.
So start right off with you, Jamie.
Jamie Kilbrook. I live in Portland.
Kelly Bowden. I'm in South Portland.
Steve Wallace. I live in Bremen.
Chandler Lippitt. I live in Denver, Colorado.
David Graham. I live in Denver, Colorado.
Ross Elliott, I live in Denver, Colorado.
Becky Malloy, I live in Denver, Colorado.
Does that complete the team that's here?
It does.
Thank you. Please continue, Jamie.
Thank you. So we've received a few appraisals tonight.
What?
Gozie, if I can pass that right?
Yes.
The first question I had is, so you mentioned, and a couple of other people, that a, quote, blast zone.
That's been mentioned here over the past couple of days, 0.55 miles, 0.6 miles.
Okay, and do you understand what that is?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
If there was an explosion, we're in the area where we would have at least a 1 PSI blast hitting our property.
Yeah. And do you understand what it would take to cause that kind of explosion?
I do.
And what is that?
A failure of the tank.
Any failure of the tank?
Well, there's several tanks there. You've got Methylmer capped in. You've got a 90,000 pressurized tank. That would be 90,000 gallon pressurized tank. That would be a major concern. I think there was a town in Delaware that just declined a 30,000 gallon tank for similar concerns that we express here. In fairness, there's railroad tracks that go right by my property. Those are 10,000 gallon tankers, I believe, and of course trucks. And you know, I think somebody mentioned human error. You folks have put on a pretty good presentation, but we all are human. People make mistakes, and I'm impressed with the systems you have. But I'm also impressed with the fact that people do make mistakes, and people want to do bad things, and that certainly happens. So, you know, God willing, nothing ever bad ever happens here. But I grew up in New Jersey, and I avoid New Jersey like the plague. I found there was a place like Maine. I don't want to live anywhere else. But I was down there in September, and my brother picked me up at Newark Airport at nighttime. We went down the New Jersey Turnpike. I'm like, geez, this is what we're looking at, these tanks. And they weren't near as big, but the blight came back. I joke with my brother, I have nightmares about this place. And to have... You know, we have a very contained situation in Mack Point right now. They're all down by the water. People do not see them. This tank, we're all going to see. So, and I have, as Bruce said, I'll have one of the best views in town. So that has an impact. Aside from the blast, though, I mean,
okay,
it might never happen, but that has the impact. The fact that I will be looking at this as many other, I think anybody within viewshed, number one, has this property value impact. I mean, Cannon discussed that last night.
Okay, so from where you are now, you can see the tank farm as it is now, can't you?
No.
You can't see it at all?
I can't see it.
Because when you drive by Kidder Point Road, and you come along that stretch, you can certainly see the whole tank farm.
You can.
Right into
town. You can see parts of it. You can't see from my property, though.
Okay, is that because you're, what, tucked in?
I guess just the way I am, the way it's tucked in, the way the trees are.
Okay. And I think you said that you tried to market the property a few years ago?
I marketed it a year ago, last summer. The one that just went by, the one before, 2011.
And had you put it on the market before then?
No.
Okay, and so I understand this. What is the... I'm trying to find your... Where'd it go? Nope. I apologize. I'm a little the extra ones. So
appraisal, you have, what I'm trying to understand is what does the appraisal say you think?
If there is an opportunity to find somebody who will assign a number to that, we'll certainly find them.
Well, I mean, the appraised value is $305,000 as of November 15th, 2020.
The way it stands right now. And I would contest that the asking price that we're selling, offering at $359,000, the difference between that 15% is due to the depression in the market that we're looking at because of the onus of this project.
Okay. Well, I think we'll look at the appraisal and go from there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Stevens, do you have an appraisal?
We had our property appraised about 4 or 5 years ago when we took out a home equity loan, but I don't have a current appraisal. And in fact, we don't really want to sell our home right now. We like living in Searsport. We had planned to continue living here for the next, you know, until we retire, which for people of our age group seems like will never occur. But
have you seen the lighting plan for this facility?
I saw it. I've been coming to these meetings every night, and I did see the lighting plan. And I've also heard a discussion about similar lighting.
So you understand that the lighting is inward directed, not outer directed?
But it would be all night long, and it would have an effect on the night sky.
Have you seen the lights on Mack Coin as it is now?
No, I don't really. What do you mean? I never go down to Mack Coin.
Okay.
So. But unfortunately, where I live, I would be able to see the tank and everything. I don't really see Mack Coin from where I live.
Okay. Do you know that the tank is not lit up? Did you know that?
I understood that, yeah.
Okay, so why do you think you'll see the tank at night? Does it have an effect on the light sky?
I'm sorry, that's just the impression I was under from the information I've received.
Okay, so Mr. Kelly, let me ask you this. I think you said something about toxic times 10. What are you talking about?
True.
What are you referring to?
Times 10 means, do I have to explain this?
No, you have to explain toxic. What's
toxic?
What's toxic?
Toxic is what we might breathe.
Into the microphone, please, Mr. Kelly. A little closer.
What we might breathe. Light pollution is what Guy's trying to say is light pollution. We definitely will have that.
Okay, and why do you think that? Have you looked at the lighting plan?
I see it every night.
You see light pollution every night?
The way it is now, it's got to be 10 times.
Okay. Have you looked at the lighting plan? So, or are you just assuming that?
No, I don't have that material. If I had it, I probably would.
Okay. Ms. Lucas, you, I think you said you were 0.6 miles away?
Yep.
I didn't see an appraisal. You mentioned an appraisal, but I didn't see it.
The cover pages are there. If I need to provide the detail, that's available. But you've got both appraisal cover pages, which clearly indicate when they were done and what the prices are.
Okay. Well, I would like to see those, please. Would you mind doing that?
If it's relevant, I'll consult with our attorneys, but it may not be relevant. You might have enough data there.
Well, I can't really evaluate your appraisal without it, so that's up to you.
I'll talk about it with the attorneys.
Now, in terms of the numbers, maybe I'll talk to the realtor about that. I think you said that there were generally fewer interested buyers. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And you, I think, were trying to distinguish between fewer buyers in general and the effect of the project, correct?
I very clearly said that you might say to me, how can I prove it's related to the tank? And so I gave an example, and I don't recall hearing your answer, that if you were presented with two homes that were of equal value, both were your dream homes, one was next to a tank and one was in a lovely neighborhood, which one would you choose?
Well, I think that would depend, frankly, on whether I knew that it was an industrial zone.
And so most of my friends who answer that question say, I don't want to live in an industrial zone. Well, I'm coming to live in Maine because of the quality of life.
Well,
that's why I live in Maine.
You're aware that this is an industrial zone.
My home is not in an industrial zone, nor do I want it to become one.
And the tank is not going to be in a residential zone. It's going to be an industrial zone.
The tank impacts my property and my property value and my pocketbook and my quality of life. You can minimize the lighting, you can minimize lots of things, but it will impact. Fannin said so herself last night. You've heard it from other people here. Your job is to discredit us. Keep going.
I'm not trying to argue with you, and I'm not trying to discredit you.
I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm waiting for your questions.
Okay, let's get to the facts on the things. I will like to remind counsel over there that in the site plan review ordinance under property values, that the applicant has the opportunity to rebut and do their own study.
Yes, and that's why I'm asking about some of the appraisals.
You can do your own independent study, and you probably have another chance at this.
Yeah,
and we're not done here tonight.
No. Well, that's why I'm not going to spend a lot more time on this, Mr. Chairman. In fact, I think we'll look at this, and as you pointed out, we have a chance to come back and respond to it, and we'll do that.
With data.
Always.
Do you have any further questions?
No.
Of the panel? Any other interested parties have questions for this panel?
I just want to have two follow-up questions for the panel before we switch.
Go right ahead. It's your show.
Mr. Kelly. I'm sorry. Can pass the mic to Mr. Kelly. You were asked about your concerns, and can you tell the board, remind the board again, how close you are? We measured it on Google Earth, how close you are to the facility. Do you recall?
Certainly. Less than half a mile.
Okay. And in addition, are your concerns limited to the light? Are you also concerned about your personal safety and the value of your property related to the hazard zones related to this facility?
All of that.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Lucas, it's correct that your house is in a residential zone?
I believe technically, because it's on Route 1, that it's commercial zone.
Residential commercial. And is a glass zone a use of right in a commercial residential zone?
I don't believe so.
So is an industrial glass zone extending off the industrial zoned area onto your residential commercially zoned location?
Sure seems to me.
Thank you.
So can we switch?
Yes, you can switch. I have a request, though, with one of our board members absent. For all of your publications and literature, would you prepare a stack for me, which I will get over to George Kerber?
Yes, we have.
If you just keep that and make sure I get it by the end of the meeting, Steve. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Business panel.